Hello, this 5 minutes, the prophetess, the word of God, episode 112. 112. And let's go to our fundamental scripture. And by this time, you should be able to know how to say it offhand. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So this is Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, and you know we're doing it together with 2 Timothy 3:16. Another 3:16. Yes, the 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So we're doing these two scriptures together, and I said we are looking at, is all scripture given by inspiration of God, or all scripture is inspired by God? So that is what we're trying to do. We're trying to know the difference between that. So in the previous episode, I quoted Satan, what Satan said in Job chapter 1 from verse 19, and said, God, are you sure that Job is serving you for nothing? And will that be God inspiring Satan to say that? No. Okay, another one for you, if you're still not convinced about this, is to go to 2 Kings. There is a scripture there. Check the scripture and see whether this scripture is also inspired. God inspired Rabshakeh to say these words. So Rabshakeh is an envoy of Sennacherib. Okay, the names are big, but they are not names that you cannot know. So Sennacherib is the king of Assyria. He sends his envoy, who is Rabshakeh, to go to Hezekiah. Hezekiah is the king of Judah, to tell him that, listen, nobody can save you. You cannot refuse to pay tribute to me. I am coming for you, and no one can save you, not Egypt. Nobody can rescue you. Look at all the other nations. We've done that. We've ransacked, and their gods could not save them. Do not trust in this your God that you claim can save you. So this envoy, who is Rabshakeh, comes to Judah to come and give this message to Hezekiah. And so these two guys who are sent by Hezekiah go to meet Rabshakeh to receive the message. And they say to him, listen, Rabshakeh, we know you understand the Hebrew language. You know how to speak the Hebrew language. But for the sake of the two of us, for the sake of the men on the walls, we want the message sent by Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, to be heard in Aramaic, your language, and then we understand the language and we'll go and relay this information to King Hezekiah. Deal, is it not that? Hey, Rabshakeh said to them, I will speak in the Hebrew language so that the men on the wall will also hear. Because what is going to happen to you is this. And so 2 Kings 18:27. I don't know whether you've ever read it in the Bible. If you are somebody who reads the Bible. But if you have not, then this is for you. So see whether this was inspired by God. Did God inspire Rabshakeh to say this? But Rabshakeh said unto them, has my master sent me to thy master and to thee to speak these words? Has he not sent me to the men which sit on the wall, that they may eat their own dung and drink their own piss with you? Yes, it's in the Bible. Please open to 2 Kings 18:27. You will find the scripture there. Rabshakeh says to them, listen, my master, you think my master has just sent me to you and to the king? No, he sent me to the people. Let the people decide for themselves. Because if the people are not able to decide intelligently, then let me tell you, they will eat their own dung, that is their own feces, excuse my language, and drink their own piss. Can this be inspired by God? Definitely not. God will not inspire anybody to tell another person, you eat your own dung and you drink your own piss. Oh, no. God doesn't do such things. God is not in the dung and piss business. I beg your pardon. So definitely he's not the one who inspired Rabshakeh to say this. But when you open scripture, you will see this. So should you also take it and say that because all scripture is inspired by God, therefore I can also quote Rav Shaki to my supervisor, to my husband, and to my mother-in-law and tell her, you will drink your own piss and you eat your own dung. You know the trouble you are going to get for yourself. Definitely, you know. This is not inspired by God. But definitely, the one who wrote 2 Chronicles was 2 Kings was inspired by God to write them. Because now we read it and we see that, oh, he is the one who rather drank his own piss and he ate his own dung. Because just one angel who passed through the ranks of the Assyrians and 185,000 soldiers, not men, soldiers died in one night. Oh, I see God doing that for you. I tell you, I say, anybody who says you will drink your own piss and you eat your own dung will rather drink their own piss and eat their own dung. You are blessed. Bye.